have found Spartan Radio, a production of the Rad Racing Network.
Welcome, Spartan Nation, and thanks for tuning into Spartan Radio, show number 25, recorded December 27th, 2011. I am your host, Jim Collison, and broadcasting live from the AverageGuy.tv studios here in Bellevue, Nebraska, and posted each week with world-class show notes done other than by Carrie out at radracing.org. On Spartan Radio, we look at the latest races, both past and present, cover your stories and tweeted questions, talk about nutrition for racing, basically anything and everything Spartan. Join us each week, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 Central, 10 Eastern, for the live show, or you can subscribe to the show and get it automatically to your iPod, iPad, iPhone, Android phone, or tablet. And we know you got one of those for Christmas because everybody seemed to have, out at radracing.org. If you are joining us live, you can join us over at Facebook. Just search for Spartan Radio, and we do some live blogging out there as well. All right, Carrie, it's been a busy night to get up to this point, and we didn't even establish a drinking word game for the evening, did we?
We didn't. We did. It's been a nonsensical night so far. It's been all over the place, which is totally how I do things. So what should we?
One will approach.
We need a word. But we have Margaret and Maria, and so I need one of them to give me a word for What's drinking.
Every game. Time I touch my hair.
Oh, it'll be incessant. So a couple really big announcements right off the bat. First of all, I don't know if you guys heard about it, but Outside Online had a little contest about the best obstacle race in 2011. And we won it.
Oh, nice.
Just saying. Yeah, it was a pretty big deal. We were really excited about it. It was a fan-based poll, and our fans showed up, and we destroyed the competition. In fact, I almost felt a little sorry for Muddy Buddy with their, like, six votes or whatever. It was really sad. But we did amazingly well. We had over 25,000 votes, and we were really psyched about that. So thank you to everyone who voted and took the time to do that. Also, I wanted to let everybody know, I don't know what you're doing for your New Year's Eve, but our very own Jason Jack Sedek is doing a triple iron in Hawaii called the Epic Man. So that's kind of a big deal. Eight people in the field. He's been training for this. He's actually in Hawaii. I've kind of been hating him for it because he sends awesome pictures of like the beach and his bike and the sand. And he's like tan and like smiling. And I'm just like, yeah, it's like 12 degrees here right now. Thank you for that. So super cool things he's doing. We wish him the best and know that he's going to do a really good job. There's eight in his field. That's just a crazy number to even think about. But it is a triple distance. So he just did his first double not too long ago. And now he's taking it to the next level. So very, very cool stuff. And then our lovable street team, I promised them a shout out. And they're getting it right now. Those guys have been awesome. We are slowly taking over the country, and they are doing an amazing job of getting the word out about Spartan Race, and so we're very proud of all the stuff that they're up to, and lots of great things coming in 2012, so good things with them. We have two guests tonight. One of them is Margot the Great. She is one of our favorites. She's on all the time, and we love her. And we're going to talk about her brand new spankin' website that's awesome looking and her race calendar for 2012. I think there's about 11,000 Spartan race dates on there, which is kind of awesome. So we're going to see a lot of Miss Margot, including the Death Race and the Beast, of course, and several others. So we're going to be seeing a lot of Margot. And our second guest is a new friend. I met him in Malibu. His name's Omar Iglesias, and he was part of our team, oh gosh, where are you guys? Slippery When Wet. And we had on a little while back JB, who was Ramrod. On Team Ramrod, and they were the opposing teams in Malibu, and they're coming back to Temecula. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Malibu, Operation Gratitude, because we have this cool thing that we're doing right now on Facebook, and then his team, Weeple Army, because we also have this awesome team thing going on in 2012 with the biggest, baddest teams getting some pretty sweet prizes. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
I
feel like I should do like a golf clap. Like we need to have one of those machines.
Something in the background.
Where they're like, yay, oh, okay. So first of all, Race to a Million. We're doing this awesome Facebook contest. It's our attempt to try to get to a million Facebook fans by December 31st. And every like entry on this contest gets 20 cents for our charitable partner, which is Operation Gratitude. They are an absolutely phenomenal organization. They ship care packages overseas. They just hit the 750,000th box that they shipped out last week. And Omar and some other friends from Spartan actually helped to put some of those boxes together and get them out the door. So what was that like? You guys went out and tell us kind of what happened with that.
Well, I was actually on Ramrod, first of all. And,
you were?
The operation, yes, I was. I was helping out JB. JB was my captain for that morning.
Snap. So
I just got yelled at through one of the other windows. They're like, clear that up.
Well, at least they're listening.
I have a bunch of people. I have my family back home actually seeing this.
Nice.
So Operation Gratitude, it was actually led by a couple people. I found out through JB and a couple people in the Weeble Army, Vicky, Lewis, Dave. They were all out there. We did a morning training, then we head out for morning or afternoon. We had two separate teams. Some of the guys were there from like early morning, like JB. He was there from early morning to about noon. Then we ate lunch and then we swapped out. Myself, JB, and a couple of the other service members that were there, we did about, it was 8 hour total of a day. Some of us did four, some of us did eight, like Dave. And it was actually an opportunity to help out our fellow brothers and sisters that are either deployed either in Japan or Iraq or Afghanistan, boots on ground. And, you know, give them a small box. I mean, it goes as far as a DVD of a MMA fight or UFC fight to maybe a toothbrush and toothpaste, which many people find it ridiculous here in the States. But it goes a long way when you're overseas. So, I mean, it was pretty fun. I actually had a blast. I got called out for being too serious because I was focused trying to put the tape right on the box. It was a blast. It was actually a blast. We shared with a lot of old vets, some of the younger guys. A lot of the street team guys were there. Kyle, off the top of my head, I remember Kyle, JB, myself, and a bunch of other people that were interested in becoming street team guys and girls. So it was definitely a different experience. We also met up with the Angry Birds. They were all out there representing. So yes. it was a lot of people from the Spartan race community. And I think even our pitcher made it. Vicky made the pitcher, and it made it to the street team side of the house on Facebook. And it was actually, it was really, really good organized, really well organized. And it was an opportunity to thank other people that are in the line and harm's way and that they're away from their families. I mean, I know how it feels. So it was an opportunity. It felt pretty good. So.
Well, and we're really excited about the offer. It basically, the contest breaks down like this. You go to the link, and we'll publish it in the show notes. We also have it out on the blog. And if you like the page, you have to enter your email address because that's how we pick our winners. But if we can get to a million people, we're going to donate an additional $50,000 to Operation Gratitude, and we really want to be able to do that. So we're pushing as hard as we can for people to tell their friends, tell everyone you know, go out there, enter the contest. And then what we're going to do is give away 10 season passes. And then I believe it's 10 season passes. And then if we get to the million, we're going to give away 50 more. So it's kind of a big deal. So go out there and tell people to get signed up and like our page. And it's very cool. So we'll have the link in there. We've always been big supporters of the military. We've had, you know, longstanding partnerships in a lot of capacities, and this is just one more way for us to show that support. And we talked about it a little bit last time, but we're kicking off our military series in Colorado this year on Cinco de Mayo. So we're going to be doing it's a different medal. It's still Spartan Race, but we're also going to have some really cool obstacles designed by Special Forces at that one. So check that one out on our website. I'm glad you guys went. The pictures were awesome. Carolyn Blaschek is the executive director, and I've had a chance to speak with her, and she's just an amazing woman. And her children have both been very affected by what she's done. In fact, her son got accepted into med school and chose instead to join the Marines, and he's actually deployed right now. So she said that she's, you know, we're going to keep doing this. And she said, you know, the thing with it is people understand that we're pulling troops out, and there's troops that are coming home, but there's still thousands and thousands of people overseas, and we can't forget that. So there's still a lot to be thinking about in terms of like where our men and women are, and then that there's still lots of them out in harm's way and doing their job. So we want to be a part of that. So yeah. Thank you guys for going out and doing it. Great pictures came from that. You guys look like you had a lot of fun. So glad for the help. And I know that Operation Gratitude was stoked to have you guys participate too.
Yeah, so
I met you in Malibu. You guys came out. So talk a little bit about how we came to know one another in Malibu.
Oh, wow. Well...
Set up.
Yeah, I kind of had all the questions that you were probably asking me. Well, I'm a pretty big instigator. I took part in being a physical nut and working out this year because of many things in my life, and that's where I turned to. And many of my friends were challenged or wanted a challenge. I talked a lot of crap to them, and I told them, let's do this. They were like, no. Others were like, well, we don't either we don't have the money, or we don't have the transportation, or we're not going to do it unless we're signed up, or they would give me an excuse. So many of them, I would either throw them into the pit and be like, you know what, I need you guys to show up at my house, because I live 20 miles away from Malibu. So I literally had accommodated hotels, rooms here in the barracks between myself and Tony. And I did a lot of different stuff to try to accommodate different friends. And a lot of them didn't know. And a lot of people that are listening now don't even know what they're waiting for in hurricane heat for Temecula, because I did the same thing for this one coming up. And I started emailing you, and you started asking me ideas like, oh, what do you think about this? And I started giving you different exercises to incorporate. And you're like, oh, you and I are going to get it really good along. Like, we're going to get good along. And I was like, oh, boy. And then that Friday when I went to Roadrunners in the area, I believe it was Thousand Oaks, I went up to pick up the package and I spoke with you. And we introduced ourselves. We were pretty cool. We hit it off. You're like, you're in for a treat. And then we showed up that Saturday morning at like 4:55, 5 in the morning. Didn't know what to expect. You go from being this kind, goofy person to like kind of funny. Like, bam, like drill instructor mode all of a sudden for some of us. And we're like, ah, you know. And then JB rolls in with the Air Force guys, and they're all lollygagging. And because of them, we got dropped in the first 10 minutes. And then it was like a 3-hour episode of hell, which was fun. I mean, we learned how to be quiet really, really quick. We learned how to remember our numbers. And I did that same drill with a lot of the Weeples this weekend. If you forget your number, drop. You know, I did the same thing to train them, get them ready. And, I mean, you taught us a lot of things. I mean, obviously, those of us in the military, we paid attention to detail. And you're like, carry the jug of water. You didn't say if it had to be four or not. So we started playing mind games with the staff. So, but it was an interesting morning. And that's how we came across to meet each other. So the whole day, I had a good smile on my face. Not once did I say, what did I get myself into? So...
You guys were great. We had so much fun, and it's definitely one of those experiences that a lot of it hinges on. We got lucky with venue and all that kind of stuff, but we just had a really great group, and I mean, we have all year. We've been very fortunate with that, but it was good. We're looking forward to Temecula. We have a lot of familiar faces coming back from Malibu, and since we are going from a sprint to a super. So there's going to be a step up in terms of like distance and all of that for the actual race. You can probably realistically expect that there's going to be a step up in terms of what you're put through in the hurricane heat. So just something to think about if you're coming out. So I know JB's out there, and I know I'm sure a lot of you guys are listening, but it's
I think I can speak on behalf of JB and a bunch of the Weeples. We're actually looking forward to see what you can push us on. we're doing a lot of training to prep for it. So like that we can, because a lot of us are doing the hurricane heat, and then at 1:30 or 13:30, we're doing our actual heat. And in that heat, it's pretty much going to be all JB, Angry Birds, and us Weebles. So it's going to be a mess. I mean, we're training really hard. We're hoping that our souls are pretty much killed during that morning hurricane heat. So we'll see how bad it can be.
So. We told Louie today. Louie was talking some smack in the page that, yeah, and I hope he is listening, that he's not afraid of me. And I said, he doesn't need to be afraid of me. I'll just take some of his tears later and maybe his soul.
He IM'd me just now as we're speaking. He's like, I never get sick of giving Carrie a hard time. So that boy's something else.
It's true. Well, and he was so funny because he was like hypothermic. He was like shaking and cold and never stopped smiling and cracking jokes. And yeah, we'll definitely, Temecula is going to be a good one. And we have some friends, Joe Decker, Gut Check Fitness, our 2-time death race winner, 2 years running, is coming out with some of his friends. And so hopefully we'll have them around to do some damage. It's going to be a really fun time. We sold out Saturday. We still have Sunday heats open, and we're doing a relay too, which has actually been really popular. People are excited about that. So there's still time to sign up for that, but that's going to be a good time, a very good time. And it's interesting. You guys have this big team that you built, and we've been paying attention at HQ. You know, we like to kind of see what people are doing, and a lot of people like to run in teams. They like to have that team vibe. You need help getting through the obstacles, or just having fun with your friends. You know, that's how I did the Beast. I ran with Katie McCabe and Alyssa and Monica, and the four of us stuck together for the whole thing. And there's a lot of groups that tend to do it that way. So what we decided to do was launch a contest, appropriately entitled Size Matters, because let's be honest.
Yeah.
And nice. So we're actually rewarding the with some pretty big prizes. So for the course of the entire year, the biggest team total is going to get a grand prize. So they're going to race for free in 2013. So it's very simple. You don't have to have a code. You don't have to like have any sort of special registration. You guys don't even have to run in the same heat. You just have to register as a team. And as soon as registration is closed, that's how we'll determine who those teams are. Each actual event is going to have a version of this as well. So, for example, in Temecula, whoever has the biggest team for Temecula, those teams are going to get free race entry for a race the next year, VIP treatment on race day, and free entry into the hurricane heat for the next race as well. So there's really cool stuff that we're going to be rolling out for those guys and having fun with it. And like the grand prize, the team captain of the biggest team in 2012 gets travel expenses, airfare, hotel, 2013, and the captain doesn't even have to necessarily be the one at those races. It can be anyone that they want to go for them, so they can spread the love around the team, and that's some pretty cool stuff. So we've gotten a lot of great feedback on that, and also some people trying to merge teams and do funky stuff. And we're saying it, if registration wise, you've got to all be on one team, and that's how we're going to determine, you know, where that's at come close of registration. So
I think as you've seen, we were talking about on the page that we were debating whether or not to let you guys on our website, and then we were laughing about it and joking around because we were like, should we let them know what we're doing, what our movements are? And I mean, to be honest, it doesn't phase. We're a pretty big, solid group. We do different events. Like Friday, we have 5,000 ways to F up a 5-miler.
Oh yeah,
and
there's a 10-mile. There's a 10-mile version of that as well. Just
and then that evening, those of us, if there's anything left of me, that evening I'm doing a 30-mile bike ride. LA, I forget what it stands for. LA something. That evening, and then Saturday, I'm sure we're gonna do something at the canyon. And I mean, I've also done a bunch of Darren, a bunch of the guys that have done Hurricane Heat, which. Or not Hurricane Heat, but Death Race. I've been thrown into training with them. Even though I'm not built up for Death Race, I'm a pretty big guy. But those guys are, Death Race guys are pretty insane. So, I mean, it's pretty fun. 16 miles with a backpack for 8 hours. It's cold. So
yeah, talk to Margaret about cold. Margaret knows cold. That girl knows cold intimately. Well, and you got ready for Spartan Race. You did a lot of training beforehand and did a lot to get yourself ready and really have enjoyed the process. And we love hearing those stories because that's what we want. You know, we want people to be inspired by what they're capable of doing and continue to push themselves. And you're a perfect example of that. And I'll find out end of January just how far we can push you guys. I'm pretty excited about it. I'll be honest. I was plotting. Tommy Mack and I were plotting today.
you'll know when I'm at my limit when you have me thrown up. That's my limit. And it's not that hard. I mean, it's not that easy to get.
Carrie
that
doesn't point. Consider that a limit.
Yeah, well,
Carrie
it's not my
can
limit.
Throw up and run simultaneously.
Yeah, and so can I. Carrie knows the captain, that tall black guy. His name was Tony. He was one of my guys at work here in the Navy, and he saw me do the Murph workout for everybody that does CrossFit, and I literally halfway through it just had to stop.
Puke and rally.
Go. Everybody was like, so I was like, I'm going to keep going. So, I mean, I won't quit. I'll drag myself. I won't quit. So, no quitting.
We'd like to hear that. We'll have some special stuff for you guys. We'll start coming out with some updates for you guys on gear shortly. So we'll start to have some insight into what you should be bringing with you. And it's going to be interesting. We'll have a lot of fun.
I hope it's sooner than later, though. I mean, last time you kind of wanted I got a parachute this time just for you.
Ah, yes. And you're going to carry it the whole time.
I got some pliers just for you. Because a couple people were complaining about how many burpees. So,
You shouldn't tell me your secrets because now I know what I won't be asking you guys to do.
No, well, you told us to do it. So I have other things that I know you're probably going to ask for. So,
oh, memories.
They're scheming, Carrie. They are scheming on you.
You know what? I love that. Like we talked about this, before Malibu and even a little bit before Texas, the idea is the evolution, right? So that the participants start to become just as adversarial and collaborative as we are on our side planning out the events, so that you evolve and adapt to what is thrown at you. So we continue to evolve and adapt and keep presenting the same type of challenge just in unique ways that continue to surprise you. And the level of organization and the level of like how these guys communicate and stuff they plan out and figure out is astonishing and really cool. We like that because that means that they care and you guys are getting excited about it. And it's really fun to see. So we'll keep seeing that. And it's encouraging. Like when you said about the water, I remember standing by the pond and Louis was like, can we drink it? And I said, well, I never said you couldn't drink it. Exactly. I just said, no, no water could be spilled and it could never be set down. So things like that, where you start to think inside of what's being presented to you and figure your way, is pretty cool. So,
I don't know why they did that. I personally would have carried a girl all day, like I was doing, than carrying that thing or the candle. I'd rather carry Michelle, the one girl I was carrying from, that was flying out to DC. I'll carry her. I got a pretty solid bag. All day, like I was doing. I mean, didn't carry that freaking jug of water. So, and you're about to have a ball. A couple of the guys are gonna look like penguins for that race in Temecula for the hurricane.
Oh, excellent!
Because they're scared of the water, so they're wearing wetsuits.
I will tell you that it's ironic because I have an actual and I'll tell this after the radio show, but I have a great story about penguins and my disdain for them because I was nearly murdered by a pack of angry penguins one day. No joke.
What?
So I will tell this story.
What?
I'm not even kidding.
I was nearly murdered by a pack.
I don't even know, a gaggle, a herd. I don't know what you call them, but they were angry. They were mobbish and I nearly was murdered.
Penguins. All they do is stand.
They strike and they assault.
They're mad son of a bitches.
They call me Mumbo at work, so
nice. I worked at the zoo. Long story short, worked at the zoo. I was an assistant aquarist there, dove tanks, clean tanks, did water chemistry, fed animals. It was awesome. I loved it.
Really?
But I was in the penguin. The birds and the fish are separate. So the penguin team needed someone to help them that day when the girls couldn't come in, and I went in and I had hip waders on, my back was to the water, and one of the penguins came down the ice and knocked me into the water, and I sunk straight to the bottom. And you hit water that's 40 degrees, and Margaret, you can attest to this. And the first thing that you do when you hit that water is,
right.
And I'm in really nasty, acidic penguin water in hip waders. I sunk to the bottom, had to get out. It was. And then later that same day, a penguin threw up on me. It was a bad day for me and penguins. And ever since then, I've just had a very strong dislike for the little creatures.
They're not mean. I think you're mean.
No, I was. And
were you shouting at them with a megaphone?
I was. Thank you. Shouting at them with a megaphone. It was horrible. Yeah, no, they're.
What would penguin burpees look like?
We're gonna find out. We're gonna find out really quick. it's gonna be awesome.
Headbutt.
So we've got lots of we're gonna have lots of fun in 2012. We are going into deep planning this later this week for some major stuff. Our schedules is out there. We're adding hurricane heat registration city by city, so don't be alarmed if it's not out there yet. We just recently switched over to active to do all of our registration. So brand new registration. We added lots and lots of work getting that done. So some big stuff there. And then we're going to hear more about this, but also in Temecula, there's 12 Marines that are running, and they are being deployed the day after the race. They're going to run the entire race with the flag, and they're awesome guys. One of the guys' name is Todd. I'm talking to him later this week. But we're going to have a nice blog post about him and hopefully have them on the show. They're just really cool story of what these guys are doing, and we're excited to have them come out. So we also have some great stuff coming out with our cash and prizes. And we'll be doing something cool for that in 2012. It's going to be a little different. But we're also doing, we'll make an announcement first part of the year about our cash prizes in 2012, because we are going to have cash prizes at certain races and how that's structured and all the coolness there. So definitely stay tuned. Lots of fun stuff coming. The other point with the teams, you also get discounts the bigger your teams are, just as an FYI. And now that we're with Active, we're doing much better with that. The last two things I want to run through around the blog, and then we're going to talk to Miss Margo, is the Founding Few profile series. So a lot of you know that Spartan Race was born out of the Death Race, which started in 2005. And there were seven instrumental voices that helped to mold what Spartan Race is. And they have extraordinary racing resumes, pedigrees, backgrounds. We have world record holders. We have all kinds of amazing people that helps create what Spartan Race is. And we're featuring them, and we have been for the last week or so. So go check that out on the blog. I'm also going to be relaunching the Death Race profile series, the Death Race, which is going to be June 15th this year. I did this last year. It was really, really popular. I profiled several of the athletes that went out to the Death Race. And let me tell you, we have everything across the board in terms of who comes, what their backgrounds are, their ages, their reasons for running. It's all pretty remarkable. So we're going to be kicking that off mid-January. And I'm coming out of the gate with an awesome chick I talked to tonight. Her name's Amelia Boone. She's doing the winter and the summer Death Race. She's absolutely phenomenal. Love what she's doing. Really cool chick, and has a really great story. So I'm excited to be telling that. And Margaret knows her.
I second everything that Carrie just said.
Yeah, she's awesome. So I'm excited to kick that back off. We're going to introduce some new faces that are coming in the field this year. We're going to revisit some folks that people have heard of. And there's going to be a lot of really cool stuff. So the blog is going to be blowing up here soon. And those are my like boring womp womp updates, but still cool stuff. I just talked a great deal. So without further ado, we have Miss Margo, who has an awesome new look to her Dirt in Your Skirt website, by the way.
I do.
And you have had a very busy 2011, that you've wrapped up your 2011 running and racing, and we're now looking ahead to 2012, and you have a very full plate, Miss.
I do, and I think I just added another race today in November, but that one's not a Spartan, but I got a bunch of Spartans on. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you know, let's see. I've got, I'll be in, well, I'm doing two peak races to start off the year. I'm going to do the McNaughton, which is over here in Pittsfield, Vermont. I'm actually going to do the 50. I have at least one friend that's actually running the 500, Joel Gatt,
Joel.
Yeah, Joel's going to try to run the 500. Nobody's finished that race so far yet, but I'm going to start out small. I'm just going to run 50 miles, which sounds ridiculously nothing compared to a 500-mile run. But
and yet it sounds like everything.
Yes, I agree.
50 miles? Oh, my God. Can I watch?
Sure. Come on. Come on over and watch.
Last year, the 200 was amazing. Like, there's some really cool stuff that comes out of that race. I think they're calling it Peaks Ultra now, though. I think they changed it, but it's a cool race. A lot of our Spartan family go there, do the racing. It's anytime you can go race in Pittsfield at that venue. Like, I was talking to a girl today about the Winter Death Race being on the same weekend as the snowshoe, the 100 miler, the marathon, the half marathon, and the 10K. And it's like, you just got to go meet that mountain. You just got to go meet that mountain, because it's a dark, magical, horrifying, amazing place. And you got to do it. Definitely got to do it.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat place. And, you know, being just 10 miles down the road from it makes it so that it's kind of a why not, you know, reason for me to be able to do all the races. I have to work the weekend of the Winter Death Race, but as I've told everybody, I'm going to be there for part of it with enough friends doing the Winter Death Race and doing both the snowshoe race that weekend. You'll probably see me on snowshoes for about a marathon, even though I'm not officially racing. And you'll probably see me helping make everybody who's racing's life horrible. I'm pretty certain that I will end up helping with that process. But yeah, for myself racing, I'm in the off season right now, so this is kind of nice. Like, I can sit back and have a beer and relax and not worry about what I have to go out and run tomorrow. But I'll be looking forward to, you know, next year. As Carrie said, I'm doing the death race. I will be at every U.S. Beast next year, so it's looking like I'll be in Utah, Vermont, South Carolina, and Texas again. I'm gonna be in Pennsylvania.
Yay, Texas,
yeah.
pull
up contest on my hotel room doors, and you know, nothing to do with the actual race. I'll be doing the full trifecta. I'll be in PA doing the sprint. I'll be in Amesbury doing the sprint there as well. That was actually I did the sprint that they had in 2010 there, so it'll be neat to go back 2 years later and see how they've improved the race. The New Jersey Super I'll be at, and then I've got another 50-miler in September that may end up being a 50K, depending on some rumors going around Vermont here that the beast here in Killington next year is going to be the world championships. And I don't want to spoil anything, so I don't know what's in fact actually going to happen or not, but I hear some rumors of a ultra beast or something like that, which might
we'll talk about that after the first of the year.
Yeah.
But there are big things.
Some big things. I kind of have had some previews on some things. And all I'm saying is that, about 8 days later, a 50-mile race after that beast might not be possible. And that's all I can really say right now, based on what I kind of know already. But there's a good possibility that walking after the Vermont beast this year is going to be interesting.
There's an excellent chance of that, yes.
I think that that's that that's a distinct possibility, and that Vermont that weekend is going to be the place to be in the country if you want to be in obstacle racing. And I guess that's all I can really say right now, Carrie.
And may God have mercy on all of our souls. Let's just put it that way. Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. We're excited about that. We'll be announcing that formally, so we can't give away anything more than that. But 2012, yeah, you know, we really came into this game like wanting to build a sport and wanting to promote a healthy lifestyle and promote people going out there and pushing themselves and doing cool stuff. And I think we keep bringing new stuff to the table, and we have genius course designers and race directors and managers and people that just continue to ask questions that we have to answer with, yes, we need to do that. Like, yes, that has to happen. So it's cool. It's cool to be kind of at the forefront of that. And, you know, Margaret's really been there with us from the beginning, you know, running that first race in Vermont where she learned the horrifying side effects of mud running with cotton on to, you know, walking away from, you know, our beast with third place and our world championships with six. So lots of, you know, cool stuff. And you're, yeah, so you're every beast. So how many, do you have a number on all of your races that you're doing in 2012? Like, do you have a number?
I do. It's going to be, let's see, I'm actually on my website right now looking at it. So if you're listening right now, you can check out www.dirtinyourskirt.com. I just launched the new site on Christmas Eve, so it's a little present to myself more than anything else. But it's looking like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 or 13 races will probably end up happening. And most of them are Spartan races. I really like the long races, but I have to say one of the greatest things that's come out of Spartan race is really, and I've written about this a lot, is the community. You know, after I finished, or didn't finish or whatever you want to say, after I went 21 hours in the race last weekend, World's Toughest Mudder, that, dealing with doing your first endurance race and coming back to what real life is nobody tells you that it's pretty difficult. And everybody that I raced with, we all went through the same emotions to whatever extent. But, I have to say one of the first people that talked to me, everybody pretty much knows I trained with Jason and he's in Hawaii right now. And he was on the phone with me multiple times during the race. Carrie was on the phone with me during the race, after the race, both of them were, but Mike Morris kind of came out of who designs most of you guys' race courses. We're Facebook friends, and right when I got back, he was really supportive as well, and had a lot of insight. And Joe as well, DeSena had a lot of really good info for me, and those guys, just the insight I had between Joe, Jason, and Mike. It was huge. I mean, they've been there, they've done it, they know. And to get them sort of to help you through those first couple of days when literally you're still in a fog, you're sleep deprived, your whole body doesn't know what really just happened. It was great having them around to have that kind of support.
And you were even telling jokes at like 3 a.m. when I was on the phone with you. And I was like, she isn't, I was so proud. You were like in the last four that actually females that finished, or in the last, in the field, there was only four women left when you dropped, and extraordinary just what you accomplished and how you did it. And, you know, we had lots of friends there. We handed out some Spartan swag bags and showed our support as best as possible, came out to cheer you guys on. You know, really, I almost got on a plane 2 days before to come out and see you guys. But it was definitely an emotional weekend for the people that we know. And we look forward to our death race in June. And I know nothing. I'm told nothing. No one's ever told anything.
You never know anything, Carrie. We already know this.
No, it's never, never. And, you know, the thing about, so it's betrayal is the theme. You know, every year we have a theme, and last year was religion, and this year it's betrayal. So it's going to be interesting to see what that translates into.
Hey, Margaret, what kind of nutrition did you take on in those? during that time. We asked Jason that question, you know, last spring when he was going through the snowshoe, and he had some interesting diet, you know, choices that he made.
Breakfast,
although
burritos.
Carrie was helping, but what kind of nutrition did you take on during that?
In the chat room, they're going crazy. Yitzy's already saying, okay, so I actually had a pretty detailed nutrition plan that a lot of it I made on my own. Carrie was instrumental in helping, you know, look at that as well. And a few other people looked at it. I had a lot of the Hammer sort of products. I had their gels, their Perpetuum. I had a mix that I had a whole bunch of things that were like
Uncrestables.
I never found Uncrestables because I didn't know they're in their freezer section because I don't buy that sort of stuff. But I had, we're for real food wise, we weren't allowed any open flames. So I had some MREs actually.
Nice.
Which, not bad.
Hi, Cal.
Were like the best possible things during the time. I had some canned fruit to get some sugar. And then as Yitzy already wrote in the chat room, we actually had pizza delivered to us at like midnight or so.
Danny Allen yes, showed up. Allen who was Hurricane Heater, Storm Chaser, one of the nicest dudes on the planet. And he totally...
Joel said that we're cheating. Joel, we weren't cheating. He was supposed to race and had an MCL injury, so he was like Mama Meeker. He left and got us pizza, although when we got it, it was cold, and at that point, I was starting to get delirious and could barely put down a piece of pizza. So, but yeah, I mean, a lot of it was a lot of it, Joel saying that's outside help. I'm getting harassed in the chat room right now. it was really, you know, a lot of bars, gels, that sort of thing. But, you know, with 24 hours, whatever you want to eat, honestly, if you can keep your eating, that's the best thing for you. Somebody asked if I went to the local hospital after World's Toughest Mudder. I did not go to the local hospital. We went back to Todd, Yitzy, and I went back to my the hotel room. And as Yitzy's saying, we went to Taco Bell.
Nice.
That's where you need that.
What is one order at Taco Bell after
everything?
For like $7?
I will take everything that you have in the back right now.
Like $7, please.
Margaret was like, I want everything. You know, don't even cook it. Just put it there. I'm going to eat it.
I would like a vat of cheese and refried
nacho
cheese. I had like gorditas. I had like the pizza. I don't even remember. I mean, Taco Bell sort of become a
delicacy.
Yeah, and you know what? After a race, I hate to say this, your gastrointestinal system does some very strange things. And you kind of need to get things moving again.
Taco Bell does the trick.
Taco Bell kind of helps.
Fast food totally helps.
Taco Bell equals the answer.
But does the Go Girl help? Does that help get things?
Oh.
We need to, Margaret got a really thoughtful Christmas present, and she's going to share it with everyone and its usages and the fact that I have since registered on their website for any and all contests involving cash and prizes.
And the fact that all the ladies in Temecula will probably use this for the hurricane heat.
So, yeah. My family has a really interesting sense of humor, and Carrie enjoys my sense of humor, and maybe this understands where I get my randomness from, but in my stocking this year, I got a product, and I was going to wait and just write a post about this. I probably still will, because I will.
It's awesome.
But it's called Go Girl, and its tagline says, don't take life sitting down. So it comes in a little container like this that looks kind of like a noon container. And it includes, let me open it.
Oh, boy.
It actually looks like a Red Bull.
Wait for it. Magic is about to happen. Magic's about to happen.
So it comes in this little container, and it's got a bag that you can put the said device in after you use it.
Sanitary, of course.
It comes with some toilet paper.
Really, ladies?
And then...
Excellent.
What is that?
A funnel.
Wait a minute, I need to change my oil.
Oh, it's my God. Women.
I love it. It's genius.
It's for women to urinate standing up. Maria.
Oh, man. I know a couple of people that personally yeah. can use that.
Imagine my
look
scarf.
On your face, Maria.
Maria.
I would look at that.
It says, Go Girl allows women to urinate standing up. It's hygienic, portable, discreet, and reusable.
Nothing about that is discreet.
It's excellent.
There is absolutely no way you could use that discreetly. That would involve picking a tent or running away or having someone hold towels around you or like four people holding towels around you, not laughing.
Okay, so it gets even better. The uses Great. It says is for camping, boating, travel, concerts, and sports.
Yes. I want to be in a sport where that's required.
So if you're at a concert and you have to pee, you can just pee in your seat, apparently.
I'm sure they could have really used those at Woodstock.
Did the that funnel fit inside that tube?
It does. It does. It all fits in here.
That's incredible.
she already knows, huh?
I'm actually a little upset by
it. Is it fold down, or how does what's the mechanics behind that?
And Joel, I never peed myself during the race, by the way. I never peed in my wetsuit because I had so many layers of long underwear and stuff underneath it. I didn't want to sit and peed in long underwear because he's asking right now. He's saying I peed myself at the most people did, though.
I remember when that was the most commonly, you know, accepted mode of peeing was just on yourself. Like, what
well,
those
during
were
the
days.
They kept
I peed myself.
Katie and Laura made it cool. Like, all the cool kids are peeing themselves. Like, I'm thinking, like, well, if you're in a body of water, whatever, like, forget the person behind you. Oops.
Carrie would just say, F, I just peed myself.
F, I just peed myself. It would be more of an energetic, excited, like, F, I just peed myself. Like, it would be.
Isn't this great?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We should have a segment every week where we talk about, like, products that we endorse, and this is the first one.
Well, do we
gonna,
really endorse this? Or
I'm going to call their headquarters tomorrow, and I'm going to say, ship me as many of those as you can. They will sell like hotcakes. I will ensure it.
They probably will.
It gives a new name to You Go Girl.
They're gonna get out on like looking at their numbers tomorrow and be like, God, we had a spike in sales. I wonder what
they should set up a tent at the death race. so that those of us who are crewing can be like, don't worry about it. I'll go to the bottom and I'll get one of those Pillsbury containers that you pee in.
It's all back in its container again, Mark.
Wow, that's spectacular.
That is amazing.
That's crazy.
By the way, I have to say that this year's Christmas presents were probably the most random presents. I already kind of gave Carrie a preview of this. Carrie's like, what did you get for Christmas? I'm like, well, I got a Kindle. I got some, you know, I got this thing that I'm wearing right now, like kind of like a fleecy sweater thing. Some other outerwear, an axe, you know, axe. Go Girl, some Body Glide. So my parents have finally embraced this whole sports
awesome.
Thing, I think, because at first they didn't know what to do with it, and now I'm getting axed.
Now they're giving you funnels to pee into.
There's a wedge, some pliers, duct tape.
Exactly. I like it.
So I think they finally come around to this whole sport that I do, and I just kind of laugh at it at this point now because, you know, there's under the tree an axe and a Kindle sitting right next to each other, you know, because what else do you need in life, right. Really?
Nothing.
Something to read on the plane, something to smash logs with when you're racing.
And if you don't get the aisle seat, you don't need to worry about it.
And you know what I would do? I would just look at the person next to me like, no, you don't need to. Get up. I'm taking care of it right now. You want to know what's happening right now?
Don't worry about it.
You want to know what's happening right now? You don't need to know, but it's happening.
Hand this to the stewardess, please.
Could you put this in the receptacle?
Not apple juice.
Yeah, like, oh, by the way.
Oh my God. Oh. You would, Carrie. You would.
Oh, it's warm. Don't be alarmed. It's supposed to be warm.
Don't worry. Have you tossed in a Water World episode where you, you know, recycle it or something?
I think this is, I will be calling them in the morning first thing.
No, I maintain, I don't remember which stand-up comic did this, but a car that's fueled on pee.
You know what, though? I have
Does that ring any bells for anyone?
No.
That is actually a very good idea.
Supposedly you can drink it.
Ew, but why?
You can recycle it.
Ugh.
You can filter.
Those are my thoughts on it.
I'm gonna for the viewing audience, I'm gonna drop this link in here so you guys can see it. You got this.
Way,
this website is actually very classy. It's actually very well done. And it has a great like picture of the Go Girl, and they're kind of cute and clever with how they do this. And notice up at the top right hand corner the sticky note with the Go Girls are winners. Enter to win monthly prizes. I clicked that link and magic happened. Unicorn tears. They have tour dates. They have retail location tour dates. I'm such a fan.
What is a Go Girl?
That's
the name of the product. They have a car. Yes. They have a car.
Yes. They have a car.
Oh, God. I'm such a fan. Oh, I'm so.
It's sometimes called a FUD.
I'm so happy. This is excellent. I'm seriously calling them. Totally doing it.
And no animals were harmed in the making of that device.
But possibly in the using of the device, animals could be hurt. That's possible. If we're being real honest.
I share your addiction to this right now, but more from a comedy standpoint. Like, they're abbreviating in their own explanation. Female urination device, sometimes called a FUD.
Well, okay, so I actually had heard of this device beforehand because I've already said, I have a crazy family, but I didn't hear about the Go Girl because my grandmother actually has some stuff to do with the Iditarod up in Alaska. And she had said that people have women, there was some female musher and she used something like this, but not quite this, I guess. What it sounded like is it had more of a hose and they would just, I don't know, it was something crazy. She told me the story years ago, but, you know, so as I said before, I have a crazy family. They do crazy things. And, so when I got this, it was just one more piece on the crazy family. Maria, you look very perplexed.
Jeez. I can't believe it.
They're coming to Ragbri. Oh my gosh, that means something to Jim. Probably no one else. They're coming to Ragbri, Jim.
Yeah, I believe it.
You can dispose of it after use, or clean and reuse as you like.
I would just clean and reuse. Why throw something like that away?
Why throw it away? It's perfectly good. It's perfectly good, and it's also. I'm a fan. I'm calling them in the morning. I will shamelessly promote for them. I want to get them to our races.
But once you practice a time or two, using Go Girl is going to feel like second nature.
Practice.
Okay, well, you guys have heard of Spanx, right? Like the one of my friends. We were at a wedding.
I discovered and fit myself to a full body.
She had a Spanx on that had a thing in the crotch that you could like spread so you could pee without having to take them off, and I was like,
you would need a Go Girl for that.
The level of ingenuity that is going into the construction of these types of undergarments is fascinating to me.
So you're meaning to tell me for the long lines that ladies do at a club or pubs, they can just use this mechanism. And
especially if they're wearing Spanx, unless they're also wearing controlled top pantyhose, in which case it's a completely disrobe.
Well, now that we have spiraled into a shame cycle of madness, we're gonna wrap up the show for tonight.
It's a wrap on show 25.
There was very little focus, but we made lots of headway on the female standing while urinating movement. So I feel good about that. I feel I can stand behind that.
I feel bad because I brought that up. I'm sorry, Carrie.
No, I'm ecstatic that you did because it's given me a new mission and a new something to, I don't even know what to say. I'm excited.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where this goes. This may be one of those products that we talk about in the near and the long future. Margaret, go ahead. You want to say one more thing?
Just imagine Christmas Day, sitting around, opening your stockings with your whole family, and this is what you get.
Yes. Well, your grandmother did talk prices. About urinating through a hose.
Yes.
So,
yes.
It has a rich tradition in your family.
I guess it does. You know, it's just the comedy factor. That's when it turned away from my 10-month-old niece, who had been the, you know, shining star of Christmas, to what the hell did they get you? And then they made me pull it out to show them what this
thing was. That's kind of a pun. It got dirty real fast.
That's what she said.
Gone totally down.
It's so dark.
Well, Margaret, thanks for coming on the show. And I've been checking out your website. It is fantastic.
Thank you.
That redesign is awesome. If you haven't checked it out yet, dirtinyourskirt.com. You want to take a peek at that, go out there and got a great gallery, very interactive up front, lots of good stuff out there, and nice work. So congratulations on getting that out there. Omar, thank you for joining us as well. Great to have you on and getting through all the technical difficulties in the beginning, but you got it pulled out, and great to have you on the show.
Thank you guys for everything, and shout out to all the good guys and girls in Weeples and Mud Pups and everybody here in SoCal that's going to represent and for Temecula to make carry a miserable person, hopefully. And
I think it's going to be the other way around, my friend.
and then I'll see Margaret in Utah. I'll be repping there. I got to get my trifecta next year and many other events. So you guys have a blessed night and be safe. Stay warm for those of y'all that are on the East Coast. I'm loving SoCal.
You got to love SoCal. Trust me, here in Nebraska, you got to love SoCal.
You guys
that's how you know. Every time I've been to SoCal, I brought really wicked cold with me. So
yeah, you
be
have.
Be ready.
You have.
Be
and you know
ready.
What? Carrie, I ran outside today. So, I mean, it was
today
40,
was beautiful.
42
45.
For something like that. So I just threw on a long sleeve shirt and got the run in. And so, you know, if we can't complain about December 27th and it's 45 degrees here in Nebraska, so it's not too bad. Well, Carrie, great seeing you. Mari, good to see you as well. This will wrap up another edition of Spartan Radio. And if you're in the live stream, stay around for a few minutes. Folks, we'll stay on for chat. If you are listening to the recorded version, we're out every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and right here at radracing.org/live. We'd love to have you out. If you have any questions about how to get to the podcast or any topics that you'd like us to cover, you can send us an email, podcast@radracing.org. That'll do it for tonight. Thanks, guys.
I'm supposed to say, I know that this isn't going to be on the show, but I'm supposed to give quick shout out to Shauna out in Washington, who actually was my secret Santa as well on the Spartan Chick page, because we have our own little world over there, Jim.
Very nice. Thank I'll make you. Sure that makes the back part of the show.
Awesome.
I always throw the outtakes in, so I'll put it in there.
Done.
Yep. guys,
we need to do more random bleeping. And I think you have plenty of ammo tonight to do it.
Yeah, although that segment on Go Girl is probably just good enough without bleeping.
I've disappeared.
Yitzy! Hey, Yitzy in Brooklyn.
I love Yitzy. He's my fave.
No. Yitzy's clutch. He's clutch.
Yitzy got me.
He's Yitzy glitzy. Got himself. Yeah. I saw the photographic evidence of all the idiots he got.
Ah, there's Maria. You look fabulous, Maria.
Thanks.
Look at you.
I know. That's so fancy. Wow, that is a high maintenance room.
Holy oh, crap. Goodness.
Check out my
wow. Yes, you didn't.
That is, my
God, that is a chick room.
You have him. I want
that's a spark. Right? That's a spark right there.
It's such a curvaceous And I get home from the gym and I'm like, see, even things of wire can look like this. And still considered fashion.
It is fashion. It's wicked fashion.
This thing is like Marilyn Monroe times two. It's awesome. I love it. It's the, like the biggest confidence booster ever.
Let me see the boobs again. Let me see the boobs.
Uh-oh. Mine or the
The fact that I said again is sort of scary, right? So I would like to see the like see if
Carrie, nice. Help a guy out.
I'm sorry.
Some of us are single, you know.
I'm normally an excellent wingman. I apologize for that, guys.
Did you get to see them?
I saw them. No. I appreciate that.
You know, do you feel fulfilled now?
I feel quite happy and calm inside.
I lost the top to my.
I love and miss the randomness that is Mario.
I'm sitting on one of my decorative pillows because the floor is really cold.
See, Mario is and I have a female urinating device.
That in and of itself.
Does a cat function differently if it's man or woman? I thought it was just something that shoved up there.
We're going to discuss it at length.
Mario.
It's real.
Wait, that looks like cookie dough, but for girls.
Look at the picture of the girl.
It looks like cookie dough for girls.
It's cookie dough for girls. You don't have to post that on Facebook.
It looks like Pillsbury cookie dough or crescent rolls for ladies.
Seriously,
I cannot find this cap.
Crescent roll cookie dough for ladies, except you pee in it.
Only here on Spark.
Except you pee in it. Except I'm writing that in the chat.
Too much concentration.
You can't just pee on yourself?
Yeah, seriously. Can't you just find a body of water?
There are
even
times.
If you have, just lie down.
Supposedly, that's what a bunch of the girls did in Malibu.
Well, if you need to warm up, it's a quick way to do it. So,
I mean, it doesn't gross me out, but.
I'm not above it. I'll pee on myself if I have to.
Welcome, Spartan Nation, and thanks for tuning in to Spartan Radio, show number 25, recorded December 27th, 2011. I am your host, Jim Collison, and we're broadcasting live from the AverageGuy.tv studios here in Bellevue, Nebraska, and we post the show each week with world-class show notes. And let me start that over again. Good God. La, la, la. We poach it.
La, 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 la. Like eggs.
Let me try it one more time. Sorry about that. Normally, I just roll right through it, but that was bad. Welcome, Spartan Nation, and thanks to tuning.
Wow.
It's the last one of the year.
I know. I can't.
I think you need some burpees already.
Jim. So disappointed.
All right, here we go. One more time.
Here we go.
We're whispering. I'm done, I promise. I'm done.